This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Most make predictions and then never admit they're wrong. Yeah, that's not Mackie and Judd. This is the place where we just totally own our horrible predictions.
Write this down.
And eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Write that down.
It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
Welcome in to the most innovative high wire act in all of sports talk. The only show in America that actually keeps statistical track of our predictions. We do another version on Mackie and Judd where we go beyond just football and Vikings predictions. You can check that out. It's sort of the OG version of Write That Down. The show is presented by our friends at Surly Brewing Company, the Summer of Surly, as Judd has coined it. And also TCL. No matter what you watch, TCL has award-winning TVs for any budget, any space, all with stunning picture quality. And TCL makes more than just TVs. They offer mobile products, audio devices, home appliances. TCL bringing you joy and simplicity through innovative technology. We'll get to Judd's latest portion of the top 25 greatest Vikings of all time. How you guys feeling today? We're only like a month away from training camp starting.
Yeah.
Kind of home stretch of the off season here.
Yeah, I saw the Bears announced that I believe they're going to start like July 22nd or something, which is earlier than I expected.
They need the practice.
Well, and the Vikings have a new coach too, so you never know. So yeah, we are about a month from training camp and it will be on then. I can't wait for it. I ordinarily dread the start of camp a little bit because it's like, okay, it's a month plus of non-football stuff. But this year, I am so curious about so many different things involving this team, this coaching staff, and the quarterback.
Yeah, I think when you're going into, you know, year 7 or 8 of the same head coach, then training camp is more monotonous. But now it's, how's the new coach going to operate practice? Are they gonna get after it 11 on 11? It's just different things that, I don't know, if you're a nerdy football fan like us, you probably take a little bit more joy in. I should also mention, too, that you have 1 week left to enter the Purple Daily Getaway to Miami. We are giving away a trip for two to see Minnesota and Miami in week 6 down in Miami. We'll cover the lower level tickets for you. Travel. All you have to do is just bring your own white linen pants. And to enter, it's free to enter. Open the Score North app, register, and enter through listener rewards. And we will draw a winner for a trip for two at the end of the month.
All right.
Forward to that. You guys ready for a little accountability session here? There's only a couple things that came off the board.
Well, I'm ready.
Because, you know, we're in the dead of the off season here. And then, this is how it works. I should mention 3 Vikings or football-related predictions each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns. And listeners, if you want to participate like Garrett is about to via satellite, just send us a message through the Score North app, and we'll make sure that we get you scheduled. So in the absence of anything coming off the board for Judd, I wanted to highlight a prediction that's still on the board here just for fun. You said Mike Zimmer will meet with Tom Pelissero specifically on why he should be an NFL head coach sometime between whenever you made that in January and week 1 of 2023. He has been a ghost for 6 months, right?
Nothing.
Yeah, there was like a Instagram posting from his daughter of him like holding, you know, one of his grandbabies or something, but very, very quiet. Very quiet.
My sources tell me there have been some, although not of recent vintage, some late night texts about how he might have been done wrong, but nothing on the record. And so, yes, as far as like on the record, publicly out there, do you want to coach again? Do you want to be a coordinator? There has been nothing.
So do you think was he just fried out? And I had heard some stuff too at the end of the year. It's just like he
seemed like a guy that just needed to take a breather in his personal and professional life.
But I still think if he's going to do it, I think Tom is a good place to start. I'll stand by this. I still think that there's a chance that once the batteries are recharged and Mike picks up his phone and is like, who should I call here? Who should I text? Who do I want at the farm to do my story? I think Tom's got a real chance at it.
Well, a lot of people. So
the Mike McCarthy thing.
A few years ago, I think it was like 2.5 years ago, you and I went to Tom's house because Tom lives in Minnesota and he's a longtime friend of ours. We all used to work together and do radio and Vikings coverage together at 1500 ESPN Radio. And so, you know, we've been friends with Tom for like 15 years. And so we went out and just poured a couple drinks and talked about the train wreck 2010 Vikings season. And we reposted that on, I think it was Sunday this last weekend on the Purple Daily feed. A lot of great feedback from you guys. So if you haven't checked that out yet, Tom Pelissero and Judd and I just telling stories about the 2010 Vikings season. It is worth your hour at some point. If you want to go back a couple days. So what an incredible development ground. Tom, 1500 ESPN, Tom Pelissero, Jamie Erdahl just got the Good Morning Football job that Kay Adams left. Courtney Cronin's on
CC.
Around the Horn, and Zach Harper with Levitard. 1500 and the stars that they pump out too. Mackie, Judd, Declan. I mean, yeah. All of us just
I'm big in the North. Smack Shack.
Oh. Look yeah, out. I hear. Look I out. Love Smack Shack.
All right. I had nothing come off the board. Here's one that's still on the board. I said there'd be social media evidence between a few months ago and training camp that Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson have worked out together. I haven't seen those guys working out together yet.
It's not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen now, too, because I think Kirk is all in on vacay mode right now. So I don't think you're going to get that.
Those guys can't connect for 2 days and throw a couple routes together down in Miami or something?
Well, perhaps they will, but I don't think you'll hear about it.
Okay. All right, listeners, Rob said after June 1st, the Vikings will clear $2.75 million in cap space by releasing C.J. Ham, and they'll use that money to sign Jadeveon Clowney, who just went... Is it back to the Browns? Or to the? Has he played? Did he play for the Browns? He's with the Browns now, okay. As of a few days ago.
Hey, what was the listener prediction about me that you guys were talking about? There was a listener prediction about Declan that was made over vacation involving my TV. We talked about it in the first episode of Purple Daily.
Oh, yeah. Phil brought that up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Yes. Let me. I think that might have been for Mackie and Judd here. No, it's for Mackie and Judd.
Oh, okay.
Or wait, no. Let's just,
Well, you made this someone prediction? Made one about me on the Mackie and Judd one
about
today.
Your television. I thought it was a Mackie and Judd. Yeah, yeah, but there was one made about your television hanging excursion while you were on vacation.
Oh.
That has come off the board now. But
let me see. I'm trying to see if it was a Purple Daily or if it was a.
No, I think it was a Mackie and Judd because I don't think it had anything to do quantifiable with the sport of football. I think it was.
But it can be about the show. Here it is. It's from Eric. Okay, so yeah, this is from Mackie and Judd, but you know these shows cross-pollinate. So here is the prediction. When Declan eventually tells the story about his TV getting mounted on the wall, he will complain about the process and how long it took or how hard it was, but ultimately will praise his friend for helping him.
Oh,
yeah.
But you pretty much just ruled out. You said it's not going to happen with your friend, and you kind of complained about it already.
And you buried your friend.
Yeah.
Eric's a nice guy. I don't know if he's going to come over and do it.
So this is technically wrong, right? Because he said that you'll praise your friend, but you said your friend's not going to do it. I don't know. Do we have to leave this on the board until the TV's up? I guess we do. Because technically, your friend could still come around. You could ultimately praise him. So I think we should leave this on the board.
Okay.
Because the TV's not mounted yet. It's just sitting there, right?
Yeah, just sitting there.
Okay.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're not going to get your friend now. I mean, he's out.
I'll figure it out.
Let's give it a chance. Call him back and see what happens. Okay.
Eric's sort of lame. I'm not sure who Eric is, but sort of lame.
Very lame.
That's pretty lame to tell you that you'll do something, especially for a semi-helpless guy like you who needs the help. That would be like me. Anyway.
Declan, you did say that the over-under of the Panthers-Maulers game would go over 50 points. It did hit the over. And so your record on the season is now 5-2 with your USFL predictions, including, I think, a couple touchdowns because you've had parlays.
But your popularity with the viewers is fading quickly.
Nah, I don't care about that.
Phil said last week, they are tired of your USFL predictions.
Yeah, people are annoyed by the fact that you keep going back to that well, but it's obviously working for you because you're 5-2.
I believe too, Phil. So I made a prediction about you last week that I recorded, and I believe so this came off the board and it was incorrect for me. I'm trying to figure out the exact. I was during your top 10 countdown, and from 10 through 6, I said you were going to have like Brian O'Neill, I think it was Christian Darrisaw, Harrison Smith, Dalvin Cook. And I think only Darrisaw was the one that made the 6 out of 10. It was a parlay. Three of those guys were going to be involved through 10 through 6. It didn't happen, so you can take that off the board. You can ding me. I'm an honest reporter here.
Okay.
So you can take that off the board for me.
All right.
You're shock jock.
It's not going to show up here because I already put these up before I knew about that one. But so I'm at 37.3% completions leading the pack. Declan, you're actually at 32.2%.
That's fine.
With a league-leading 6 touchdowns. Judd's at 24.5%, 2 touchdowns. Listeners at 23.7% completions and 4 touchdowns on the season. So there we go. Those are the updated statistics here on Write That Down. All right, I'll pull this off the screen here. Let's get via satellite our guy Garrett in the mix. He has pre-recorded 3 predictions. So we'll go Garrett via satellite, Judd, Declan, and then back to me. And these predictions are powered in part by our friends at Livia, helping Judd lose a bunch of weight and keep it off, and a lot of our listeners doing the same thing.
That's exactly right. And yes, you are right. My friends at Livia Weight Control Centers have helped me do exactly that. And I want to share a deal with you right now, because if you're thinking, you know what, I'd like to drop some pounds. How do I lose weight? I'm going to give you the plan that has helped me take off 40 pounds since last September. And it's called the Simple Start Plan now, which is only $59. Get the kind of personal accountability that no other program offers. I'm going to tell you right now, the weight loss process in my life, and I've been on a lot of diets, but the weight loss process here has never been simpler. And here's the best part. They are now helping me to keep that weight off. And that's the most important thing. We've all lost weight. The question is, can you keep the weight off? I'm doing that right now. 855-GO-LIVEA, Livia.com, Livea.com. You can go in person if you're in town here. If you're not, guess what? Virtual assistance, and you get all of the snacks and food that you need. Livia, Livea.com.
Also, real quick here, we have discovered, the best. I get choked up when I think about Underdog Fantasy, and just I get Who emotional doesn't? Thinking about how easy it is to get a sweat on games, either tonight or for the season. So there's 2 different bins here. There's the season long, there's the draft. So there's the season long and or nightly drafts where you can just pick rosters and sweat the rosters and play against other people. And then there's the over-unders, the pick-ems, which allow you to win up to 20 times your money in any given night, just picking overs and unders of either fading some of your least favorite players, or overs are always fun, right? Always bet the over. But it's a blast. It's a great way to get a sweat on games. The Underdog Fantasy app is so easy, Judd can use it. Mm-hmm. And if you sign up with the promo code SCORE, S-K-O-R, Underdog Fantasy will double your first deposit up to $100 bonus cash. It's $100 in free money to play around with. And you can help us by entering that promo code SCORE, S-K-O-R. Look at Judd. He's going to be distracted tonight. The rest of the show now.
Just I got hockey tonight.
Putting overs and unders on... I don't think we can technically say the name of the, so I'll just say the hockey game tonight.
Hockey game.
The hockey game tonight. Mm-hmm. Who do you got? Who are you imagining looking at?
Nathan MacKinnon over 0.5 assists.
There you go.
Bang. I just hit that one. And then I'm going to pick, one.
Pow. Kablam.
Uh-huh. And then I'm going to take one more. I'm going to take, let's see here. Nikita Kucherov.
Real compelling
shots.
Here, yeah.
Under. I'm going under 3 shots for Kucherov.
Trust us. It is so easy, Judd can use it. You should check it out for yourself. The Underdog
right
Fantasy
doing
app.
It right now. Leave me alone.
All right. Let's start with guest listener predictor Garrett here. What does he have to say?
Hey, guys. Sorry I couldn't make it. Unforeseen stuff came up. Sorry about that. But I still do have my 3 predictions here. So let's get right down to it. Prediction number 1, Hunter will drop back into coverage and pick off a pass for a touchdown before the bye. So a pick 6 for Hunter dropping back into coverage before the bye.
Oh,
I love this prediction, but I also worry about this prediction.
The yeah. I say we honor it and we just say pick six before the bye.
Okay.
Because
if it's like the ball gets tipped and he intercepts it, but he wasn't dropping back into coverage, I don't want him to get burned on that.
We're going
to
give
him the leeway.
Yeah. Judd's
it's still
not happy.
A touchdown either way.
No, I'm fine with it. No. It didn't even occur to me. If he picks off a pass, it's almost certainly going to be beat because there's some type of zone blitz. So, yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not even worried about it.
Okay. We're not looking to play gotcha here with Garrett.
No, we're not. Well, Garrett had stuff come up. He is trying his best. I think we give him the point.
That's insincere, Judd, right there.
If he gets it. Well, no, it's a tough prediction. I believe I have Hunter picking off a pass. And I don't think he has a career pick at this point. Hmm. I'm pretty sure he does not have one yet. So, okay. All right.
All right, your first one, Judd.
Write this down. Despite all the talk about how great it's going to be, and despite the fact that he has pulled a Greg Jennings himself and talked about the fact that Pat Mahomes was okay, but Tyreek Hill will make comments complaining about his use in the Dolphins offense at some point during the 2022 season.
Yeah.
So he's going to be Tua's look. I love when guys are like, yeah, Mahomes was okay, but I mean, I'm a star and now I'm in Miami and we're going to take, and then of course, inevitably they find out that they're not as good because they're going away from a quarterback who is a Hall of Fame quarterback. So Dex, Tyreek Hill will make comments complaining about his use in the offense with the Dolphins this season.
Yeah. It's so weird how, the only reason you're going to Miami is because they're willing to pay you more money, right? Like that was part of the deal.
Absolutely.
So like if it was money equal, then you would be perfectly happy playing with Patrick Mahomes still. So
and Greg Jennings can't pump Christian Ponder into being a great or even good QB.
I think Tua is better than Ponder, but yeah.
I agree completely, but I just love that. But I mean, Pat Mahomes is generational, right? So, like, you're probably best not to be like, oh, yeah, you just wait and see what I've got planned. Dude, someone's got to get you the football.
Lower expectations and you know, just
write this down.
Anything over that's gravy. I think they're doing the opposite. All right, Declan, your first one.
All right, my first prediction. Judd, you need to take off your headphones for me?
I just need to turn this down.
Okay. I'll wait a little bit. I still don't trust him. I'm going to make sure the headphones are off.
Hey, Judd.
Judd, I drank all of your Surly's. Actually, Dave texted me. I'm the new sponsor for Surly Brewing. All right, Phil, I'm going to make a similar prediction I made when you were doing your list, but for Judd's list. So this will also come off the board by the end of this episode. So write this down. Dante Culpepper will be outside Judd's top 10 list.
So he's coming today.
He's coming today. He'll be between somewhere the 15 and 11, but Dante Culpepper will be outside of Judd's top 10 Vikings of all time.
Okay. Actually, okay. Okay.
You're going to make a similar one?
All right.
I just wanted to bring you back on to say that I'm also going to make a Judd prediction. If you could take your headphones back off, please. That
would be
great.
I don't need to. I can turn this knob down.
That's fine.
A word.
It's a trust issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We'll take them off. Thank you.
Turn the thing down. Go ahead.
Okay. Write this down. You tell me if this is a touchdown pass. Okay, Dex?
Yeah.
Judd's, when we get to the top five of Judd's Vikings, I'm going to say that the top three in some order, the top three will be Fran Tarkenton, Randy Moss, Alan Page.
Okay. So anywhere in the
Nail the top three in some order,
okay,
is that a touchdown or do I have to nail the actual order?
I mean, they're probably going to be all in the top five. I would assume so.
Okay. Yeah. I'll put them in order.
Okay.
Fran Tarkenton.
Number one.
Alan Page, Randy Moss.
So one, two, three.
One Fran Tarkenton, okay. Two Alan Page, three Randy Moss. Okay, I'll you can come back in.
Yep.
Come back in.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm back.
Welcome back, Judd.
This happened to me a couple weeks ago. It was just like there's like three Mackey predictions in succession.
We're at that time of year. We got to figure out something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Back to Garrett, guest listener predictor Garrett via satellite here.
Prediction number two, let's get right back at it. Eric Kendricks will finish a top 15 linebacker per PFF. Top 15. And then it's a two-parter. Judd will win the next three rounds of random Viking of the Week. Sorry, Dex. I'm rooting for you, but I got to go with what works.
Wow. Wow.
Dex was on a winning streak.
What happened last week? Did you do it with AJ?
It was bad. Yeah, it was bad. I mean, AJ tried, but
AJ tried. Okay. Did you like at least?
I don't
like,
even remember who it was.
Try to
was
help him out.
Matt Asiata.
Like
Matt Asiata.
Matt Asiata. Oh,
Matt Asiata.
Okay.
Matt Asiata
okay.
was the
answer. Actually, I think because it took a long time for both those guys, I'm pretty sure Declan would have gotten the point because it took like nine clues. I feel like
yeah,
you would have jumped
you know
in
what?
There.
That, yeah, but you know what? That time is done. Rearview mirror. I don't look in the
okay,
rearview
Herb
mirror when
yeah.
it comes to.
All right.
Your
All
time
right.
is done.
Judd's second prediction here.
Okay, my second prediction is going to play off my first in that I think that. There's a feeling because Devontae Adams has left the Packers that they're like screwed and who's going to catch Rodgers' passes, right? He's absolutely in trouble. So write this down. The Packers' leading receiver this season will finish no lower than third among NFC North receivers in catches. Okay. In other words, it might be Jefferson 1, Thielen 2. But this notion that Rodgers is going to fold up the tent and not make a guy. Guys like, as I think it was on comments from YouTube, Dex and I talked yeah. about this yesterday. Guys like Rodgers and Favre make receivers. So, like, he's going to find a guy that he's going to like and he's going to throw to a lot. And that guy's going to have a lot of catches.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're probably right. He's going to
write that
somebody
down.
Else will be a made man because of
Jordy Nelson.
Aaron Rodgers.
James Jones, like, led the league in touchdowns and was out of the NFL, like, 3 years later.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Didn't Brett Favre make Bubba Franks a double digit Bubba touchdown Franks. Guy one time? Just Bubba Franks.
Tight ends. Keith Jackson, Bubba Franks, Chumi.
Yeah, Mark Chamora.
Top 10 football names. Bubba Franks is, he's got to be on there, I think. Bubba
and
Franks.
Looked, good one.
And
like
looks like a football
Bubba
player.
Franks.
For
yeah.
sure.
Like,
yeah.
he looked like a Bubba Franks.
All right.
Jermichael
right,
Dex.
Yeah.
All right, my USFL prediction. It's playoff time.
Write this down.
Oh, everyone's been clamoring
playoff
for this. Everyone's
time.
Excited for this. Here
playoff
it is, folks.
Time.
Take my headphones off again.
I'm making my way back after just sieving my way in the NFL draft predictions. I'm getting that completion percentage back up. So I'll just go on and say the following. The Generals and Stallions will win their respective playoff games, the USFL. They're the two favorites in their games, but parlay on both.
Look at this. Wow.
Generals, Stallions, USFL championship. Book it.
We have Declan literally, the audience is screaming, we don't want this anymore. And Declan's yes. saying, not only am I going to give it to you, I'm going to give you chalk. I'm going to give you USFL
yeah, exactly. That's
chalk.
My point. Yeah. That's my point. It's it is a slap in the face of everyone involved.
The listeners, the viewers. Yeah. If there is a write that down God, he will strike one of these teams down
yeah.
with an aggressive
that's
underdog
fine.
Upset at some point.
That's fine.
Okay. Last week I had a prediction, and Phil went through this list of stop these predictions. They're stupid. I took it off and got another and thought up a new one immediately because I'm like, you know what? Our viewers, our listeners are outstanding, right? Like, we love them. And we are literally, they are telling us, they're pleading with us, please stop this crap. And,
no,
and here's Declan.
Declan's selfish motives
yeah.
trump the audience.
Write this down.
The audience
that
feedback here.
That has always been the thing. USFL or not, I'm going with myself first. The best advice my father ever gave me, you worry about you. Don't worry about anyone else. You worry about
yeah,
you.
He,
worry about
he
yourself.
Didn't mean be an a-hole.
No, he was an a-hole, so I would like to say that you worry about you.
The therapy well, session
yeah.
here.
Father's dead. He can't even defend himself. God. For him.
He's fine.
What a jerk.
He's fine.
What a jerk you are.
Okay, write this down. The Vikings will sign a player before training camp with some level of, well, how do I phrase this? I'll say this. The Vikings will sign a player before training camp that has been a Pro Bowler before.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And has J.C. Treader been a
He's
Pro Bowler?
He's going to have to check on J.C. Treader.
God.
I knew this was either Ndamukong Suh or J.C. Treader. I knew it.
Has he been a Pro Bowler? Let's see here. I don't know if he has, actually. I don't think he has. All right, so I need to rephrase this. Sorry. I need to rephrase this. Okay, the Vikings will sign a player who has at least 5 years of NFL experience. All right? Before
okay.
before the first official training camp practice.
This is unbelievable.
Is that a touchdown? If they sign
is it
Trevor or Sue is what I'm going
is to.
No, because
both?
The Sue thing's out.
Pro Bowler and the 5 years?
No, take the Pro Bowler off because
okay.
I don't think J.C. Treader has been a Pro okay. Bowler before. Okay. Inexplicably, I'll have you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Write this down.
How has he not been a Pro Bowler?
Sue.
All right. All right, let's get to guest listener predictor Garrett's third prediction here via satellite.
prediction number 3. Let's get it done. Bring it home. Kirk will throw for 4,200 yards, at least 4,200, and 37 touchdowns. Again, at least. And of those 37 touchdowns, at least 12 will go for Jefferson. Write that down, boys. Write that down.
There he is. All right, Garrett.
Nice.
Bring in the predictions. Bring in the heat here via satellite. Didn't even get a chance to ask him, you know, who he'd like to thank. So we'll get him on some other time, and he can bring he can do it live. We'll do it live. All right, Judd, what's your third and final?
All right, my third and final prediction. I don't even believe the prediction I'm about to make, but there's enough steam where I'm curious. So I'm going to just, you know what? It's June. I'm going to go with this
prediction. Oh, it's June.
I will have long forgotten about it, but you know what involves Declan? The National Football League, not the USFL. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, this one's for you. The Lions will start the season with wins over the Eagles and Commanders. So their first two games are Philadelphia and Washington. Now, both are at Ford Field. But there seems to be some steam behind, you know, they're going to come out prepared. And if Dan Campbell's team at any point, I believe, is going to pop, it's going to be early in a season when they're not worn down yet. So I'm going with surprise to a certain point. Victories against the Eagles, especially, and Washington.
Okay. I kind of like where you're going with that one.
Write this down.
All right, Dex.
All right, my third and final prediction. I'll make a football prediction about the Vikings for 2022. Rejoice. I'll make an actual season prediction here. Write this down. Kane Nwangu will finish with more yards rushing and receiving, by the way. I'm not going to count as return yards because that's not fair. Kane Nwangu will finish with more yards than Alexander Mattison in 2022. So my thought process, he's going to be utilized a little bit more. And he'll have more yards rushing and receiving than Alexander Mattison in 2022.
Okay.
Write this down.
Is there half a chance Mattison could not make the team? So he averaged like under 4 yards a carry last year. He's not their guy, right? He's got 1 year left in his contract, so they're not a lot of value left. They drafted Ty Chandler.
True.
Just throwing it out there. Are you going to keep four running backs? Are you going to keep four running backs?
I mean, a guy could write that down. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, he's making nothing.
If a guy believes the prediction, you could write it down.
Well, it wouldn't be a financial cut. It would be a roster crunch cut, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
I'm challenging you right now to put that and write that down.
I'll do what Judd just did. I don't believe this is going to happen either, but just to be on the record in case it does, write this down. Alex Mattison will not be on the Vikings active roster. Well, on the 53. 53. He won't be on the 53.
He'll be cut before the regular season starts.
Or traded. He won't be on the 53 for week one.
You're right.
I don't think that that's actually going to happen, but that's sometimes how you have to play the game here on Write That Down.
Could get chopped.
Mm-hmm. Because they're not going to cut Ty Chandler, are they? They're not going to cut Kane Nwangu.
What round was Ty Chandler?
Fifth round?
He could be a pick.
They like him.
Could they sneak him through the practice squad?
Yeah, maybe.
They're also trying to think of
as the roster mate. You're right.
I agree with that. So it kind of comes down to, do you keep four running backs, or do you try and sneak Ty Chandler through to the practice squad, or do you try and trade Alex Mattison for a fifth-round pick to somebody whose running back goes down with a knee injury?
That could be a possibility. I don't think they keep four running backs, because I think if they're going to err on the side of too much depth at a position offensively, probably be wide receiver, right?
Yeah, six seems to make sense on the wide receiver side, since one of them is going to have to be a punt
returner. Where you're going with that? Like, I don't believe it, but I sort of like where you're. I haven't thought of that, and it makes some sense.
So there they are. Those are your Write That Down predictions for the week here. The only show in America that actually keeps track of our predictions with statistics. So let's get into it here in a second. Judd's top 25 Vikings of all time. We are counting down from 15 to 11 here, which we'll get to. But we're also welcoming a new partner to the show today. Our friends at Equity Partners, which is spearheaded by Ryan, who is a loyal listener of Purple Daily, a huge fan of the Purple. And Equity Partners believes the house selling process should be 100% hassle-free. So if you guys want to help yourselves, if you're in the market to potentially sell your house, and more on that in a second, and also do it with a guy who is a huge supporter of Purple Daily and a like-minded Purple fan, here's what Equity Partners offers. So traditional listings and cash offers, but where they really stand out is the WeHab program. They'll partner with you to fix up your home before you put it on the market. Simple fixes all the way to total remodels. They'll help you get the absolute most out of your home. And this might be the biggest benefit. You can move before you sell when you partner with Equity Partners. No dealing with showings and all that hassle. You can put offers in on your next home, non-contingent on the sale of yours currently, which is a huge, huge hassle saver for you. I mean, how many times is it, I got to line this up? Oh, I want to get more value to remodel, but there's not enough time or whatever. That's where Ryan and Equity Partners comes in. Find out more at equitypartnersmn.com. That's equitypartnersmn.com. Also, a shout out to our friends at Dennis Kirk. It's riding season, which means they've got you covered, whether it's a Harley, Indian, Metric Cruiser, sport bike, with over 160,000 parts and accessories in stock, free shipping on orders over $89, and also same-day shipping on orders placed before 8 p.m. Get in gear and head to DennisKirk.com. Ride more, wait less at DennisKirk.com. All right, can you update us on 25 through 16 here for those who may not have heard the previous two episodes?
Of course I can. So this is my list, Judd's list, of the top 25 players in Vikings history. This is a very difficult assignment, folks. There's a lot of pressure here. There's a lot of controversy, okay? I'm turning gray. All of these hairs were dark on Monday, and now I'm turning gray. But anyway, I do it because of you. 25, Scott Studwell. 24, Steve Hutchinson. 23, Matt Burke. That got a lot of pushback. 22, Antoine Winfield. 21, wide receiver Anthony Carter. 20, Gary Zimmerman, a Hall of Fame left tackle for the Vikings for 7 years. 19, defensive tackle, three technique extraordinaire, Kevin Williams. 18, linebacker Matt Blair. 17, running back Robert Smith. And we are through 16, which was defensive end Jared Allen. Those are the first 10 off the board for my top 25 Vikings players of all time.
Love this. Love this. Yeah, the Burke one getting pushback for, well, some football reasons.
Which is fair.
And then I think some people just don't remember Gary Zimmerman. I mean, Declan's like, you didn't grow up watching Gary Zimmerman, but he's one of the great tackles in Vikings history and
went on to
win a Super Bowl with Denver. So
right. But the whole point of this entire thing is disagreement. Like, I've had people send me their lists, and they're very different than my list. And guess what? That's what makes this whole thing fun. Like, I'm not here pounding the table in front of me saying I'm right. I'm here to present what I feel is a top 25. And a lot of folks are like, no, I disagree, Judd. I love that. It's absolutely great. In fact, you know what? We might not agree on the top 25, but we all can agree on one thing, and that is the best beer in this town and perhaps the world, and that is Surly. So it is the summer of Surly. And while we're going through this list and we're hashing it out, and maybe you're saying, Judd, you're an idiot, and I'm saying, no, I'm not. I'm really smart. Give me credit. We all can cheers a Surly, a Furious, anything from the Supreme, the Logic Bomb, whatever it is, we can all agree on one thing, and that's if we are ranking 25 beers, every one of them should be a Surly product.
All right.
All right.
There it is. What a amazing intro here to the next, I guess I was going to say quadrant, but there's five. What's the word for five?
I have no idea. Next five.
Quintlet?
You've
the
got
next five.
You've got the college degree. You tell me what it is. I'll just say the next five.
Yeah, I played online poker in all my classes. What did I know? All right, 15 through 11. Let's count them down here. Judge 25 greatest Vikings.
All right, number 15 on my list is a guy who spent 9 years as a Viking, a safety who was known at that time for getting away with really hard hits. All of them at the time didn't draw flags. Many of them now would. Joey Browner is 15.
Yes.
37 interceptions, 3 touchdowns. Consider that time one of the best safeties in the game. In the game, Joey Browner, number 15. Phil, you are at the end of Browner. You recall him?
I remember Joey Browner a little bit. And I remember, if I'm not mistaken, he was very prominently featured on Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, nice.
So I remember. And then Tecmo Super Bowl, he might have been on that too, because those were 1990 rosters or 91 rosters. So I used to play those Vikings teams throughout the 90s. So I like those early 90s NFL rosters are burned in my head thanks to Tecmo Super Bowl.
Yeah,
pretty sure. And if Joey Browner wasn't on Tecmo Super Bowl, he was on the original Tecmo Bowl, which I also played. So yeah, I mostly remember him in video game form, but
sure,
That's how my generation and Declan's generation oftentimes gets connected to players. Yeah.
Dex, your thoughts?
I know of Joey Browner, but I don't know him well enough. I'll just say that.
You should go back and YouTube his career highlights. Let's just say that he got away with legally a lot of things that today you couldn't, but he also scared people a lot because he was good at it. So,
Joey Browner, number 15.
Number 15, Joey Browner. Number 14, a guy who was probably considered the first star running back in franchise history, a guy who fit in to Jerry Burns' pre-Bill Walsh West Coast offense perfectly. In fact, he's a running back who in 7 years had 336 catches, Chuck Foreman. Chuck Foreman was
interesting.
A standout for the system.
Disagree with this, Dex?
He became a Tarkington staple to dump the ball off to, and he was a great, at that time, a really good, I should say, not great, running back.
Yeah, I feel like he would have been in your top 10.
Oh, the top 10 is a very tough place to reside. It is. But yes, but that's a fair, a very fair thing again.
Yeah.
You will be, what you just said is going to be reflected by some folks that think that I am a moron.
Mm-hmm. I would think the majority
also,
of people.
Also, Chuck Foreman, he kind of flamed out at like age 27. So it wasn't like he had,
I guess,
dude, 9 years of top 10.
I'm going to tell you right now, the top 10 is really, really bleeping good.
I think if you polled the majority of people Judd's age, I think they'd put Chuck Foreman in their top 10. People age or Phil's age, probably not.
Yeah, that's very fair.
Yeah, if he had, you know, he had the first 5 years of his career were insane, and they were all Pro Bowl seasons. He was the rookie of the year. He won in 1 year. He led the NFL in receptions in that stretch.
Yes.
And then after that 5 year stretch, he just, you know, you play running back in the 70s and your body erodes, and that's kind of a wrap.
He did things that I would guess, and I didn't see the majority of his career as a Viking, but I would guess he was doing things that at that time running backs didn't do, and now it's just commonplace. Catching passes,
mm-hmm.
His versatility in the 70s for his position was incredible. Mm-hmm. So he's number 14. Number 13, another potential eyebrow raiser because he's not top 10, but again, the top 10 is a very, very difficult place to crack. This franchise has had so many great players. Number 13, Jim Marshall.
Wow.
Went to 4 Super Bowls, 282 consecutive regular season games to this day, or unfairly, I guess is a better word, is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Absolutely a great player, fantastic. He is number 13 on my list. And keep in mind, again, we are now in rare air. Like we are now, we are in rare air.
He's one of the rare, first of all, he was the epitome of longevity, right? He did not miss a game from 1961 through 1979.
Yes.
That's a 2-decade period playing in the trenches, and he did not miss a game from 1963 through 1979. I think part of the reason why he doesn't get that Hall of Fame credits and nudge is he only made 2 Pro Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some peak seasons in there. He had a 14-sack season in 1969. They went back and they retracted sacks finally, going back to the, thanks to Pro Football Reference. But he was never regarded as even the best player on his own defensive line.
Right.
He was very, very good for 20 years. And that does that longevity, should it get him in? I think it should. I think it should.
Yeah.
But I think the knock is that he was really, really good for a long time, but he was never regarded as the best even on his team, or even maybe one of the 2 best on his team.
Absolutely.
Because we'll get to some of those other guys.
Yep. So he is 13. Number 12. I expect more pushback here. This is why I love this list. At number 12, a Hall of Fame player, I should say, not another, started 240 consecutive games from 1962 to 78, Mick Tinglehoff.
Mick Tinglehoff
is 12.
Yes.
And I do expect the old timers now to be throwing their, I don't know, computers, if they are listening on computers,
their hardcover books.
Perhaps this is in the 5 o'clock hour on the 1500 ESPN. I expect something to be being tossed at this point. Mick Tinglehoff is number 12. And the ability of Marshall and Mick Tinglehoff to have the consecutive game streaks that they did is absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah. Mick Tinglehoff, just another great football name, man.
Good one.
And just a guy that looks like a football player when you see his... He's got the furrowed brow and the taped, bloody hands. Look at this guy.
Check it out. This is Mick Tinglehoff.
Come on.
Football. Mick Tinglehoff right there, huh?
Six-time
Late
Pro
Mick
Bowler.
Tinglehoff.
Five-time All-Pro. Was one of the best centers in the NFL in the late 1960s. And then to play that long in the NFL, you're doing something right on a lot of winning teams as well.
So,
and just love to have a pair of hands like Fran Tarkenton pressed right up against his keister.
Stop. Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to say that?
20 years.
Mick Tinglehoff is number 12. So Joey Browner, 15. Chuck Foreman, 14. Jim Marshall, 13. Mick Tinglehoff, 12. We are now down to the first guy outside of the top 10. God, this team has had so many good players. How have they not won a Super Bowl? Hall of Fame.
Sorry, Dex.
Damn it. Once they got to Jim Marshall, I was like, I'm screwed. There's no way Dante Culpepper's ahead of Jim Marshall.
He had Dante Culpepper coming off the board today.
Oh, you're gonna
don't
to
spoil
wait
it.
It. You're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait a long time. All right. Dante Culpepper, top 10. I went back and looked. I gave him serious consideration. We could talk
I didn't
about
say top 10.
We could talk about Culpepper when this is all done. All right, number 11, Hall of Fame, led the Vikings in sacks six times, forced 45 fumbles, drafted out of Pitt, Chris Dolman. Chris Dolman, number 11, God rest his soul. This guy is another in the long line of Vikings through the years who could get after a quarterback. Chris Dolman, number 11.
Yeah, he had two memorable stints. The second stint being 38 years old for 1 year in 1999, but he was still very effective in the twilight of his career. I wonder what, because he went away for 5 years. He went to Atlanta and then San Francisco, and he was awesome with those teams. I mean, he caught on with the end of the Steve Young era in San Francisco. He missed their Super Bowl run in 94, but he caught on in 96. And he wound up with, at age 35, 36, 37, 11, 12, and 15 sacks for the 49ers, and then he comes back to Minnesota. So if he were to have stayed with the Vikings throughout his entire career, and you take the, 27, 38, 47, 54 sacks he had with the Falcons and the 49ers, and tack those onto the Vikings, he's almost certainly, he moves up on your list, I would think.
Oh, yeah, God, yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, his first stint, he was drafted out of Pitt. I believe he was drafted as a linebacker, and then he was converted to a defensive end.
Yep.
But yeah, if he had spent his entire career here, he's for sure in the top 10. But I mean, it's still a compliment to his talents that he's 11th on this list when he spent significant time elsewhere. So
could he, because you're right, he did hit the first 2 years of his career in 1985-86, he was a linebacker.
Yep.
And he was like, he had 113 tackles as a rookie in 1985. And then year three, which was the first of his multiple Pro Bowls, boom, now you're an edge rusher, 11 sacks, up to 21 sacks in 1989. This is almost what people wanted Anthony Barr to be, right?
Yes.
If you move him off linebacker and throw him in and see what happens.
Yep. Yes. I'd say that's very fair. The talent we thought was there. Dolman was just a freak, though. He was so good. So
yeah,
he's 11. Yeah.
So there it is. All right, Judd unveiling five more on his way into the top 10 starting tomorrow here. The top 25 Vikings of all time. You can see the list as it is right now from 25 to 11 on the YouTube channel. Scott Studwell, Steve Hutchinson, Matt Burke, Antoine Winfield, Anthony Carter, Gary Zimmerman at 20, Kevin Williams, Matt Blair, Robert Smith, Jared Allen, Joey Browner, Chuck Foreman, Jim Marshall, Mick Tinglehoff, Chris Dolman.
Yep. And now it's, as they say in football, nut cutting time.
I still have questions about what are you going to do with, I have a couple players that I'm curious about. I won't say anything more because I don't want you to respond and spoil anything. But
well, throw the names out and I won't say a word.
I
won't even make
a
facial expression.
You already reacted to Dante Culpepper when we said.
Dante Culpepper's not a, he's not a, he's not a conversational piece in the place that we're in.
Well, not the top 10, but I think he's a conversational piece for like 25.
He was, yes.
I wouldn't move Studwell off the list for him, but
that's the problem.
Could you move Matt Burke off the list for Dante Culpepper? Anthony Carter?
Oh, no, not Carter.
Antoine Winfield?
Burke, perhaps. No, personally, no. I covered them all. I covered all of them. Winfield is very solidly on my list. I think that he is criminally underrated because at that time we didn't appreciate his transition to the nickel cost him contractually. He actually had his salary reduced, and now it would be a premium. Antoine Winfield, to me, is criminally ignored as being a fantastic player. I really believe he is a borderline conversational Hall of Fame player. Probably he might not be, but he deserves to be in the conversation in that room.
One of those guys that if he had won a championship, boom, now all of a sudden, that's kind of what it takes sometimes. Like, oh, that sure. guy who's been around for a long time, he's really good, and he gets the championship in his last year or two, and boom, now he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, Gary Zimmerman's probably in that boat. If Gary Zimmerman goes to some other team, if he goes to the Seahawks for 4 years at the end of his career in the 90s or something, is he a Hall of Famer? I don't think so. But because he became John Elway's left tackle and they won a Super Bowl, okay, now we can put you in. He was the lead blocker for Terrell Davis, you know, going for, I don't think it was the 2,000-yard season. I think that was 98, but you get my point. A championship would help a lot of these guys. A championship might have helped Jim Marshall.
Oh, for sure would have. Are you kidding? No. The entire tract of the Vikings Hall of Fame players, many of whom, like Mick Tingelhoff, had to wait. Mm-hmm. If they win a Super Bowl, it's an entirely different story.
We'll probably do an episode after this is all done in a couple days on snubs. I feel like there's a whole snub episode here.
Love that.
But Declan, do you feel like Dante Culpepper doesn't sound like he's going to be on this list based on what Judd is saying? Do you feel like Dante Culpepper is a snub?
Yes. Yes, I think he's somewhere. He's got to be somewhere between 25 and 20. I think he's somewhere in there. I get the Kevin Williams on up, the longevity there. Once we're getting to Matt Blair, Robert Smith, I understand. I think somewhere between 25 and 20, you can fit in Dante. I mean, he almost won the bleeping MVP.
Yep. There's a reason why. In fact, let's just wait because it's a great conversation. He got a lot of consideration. But a statistical analysis of his time here actually hurt him more than helped him.
Okay.
I'll just tease it with that.
Those tiny hands, man. Those tiny hands. All right, so there it is. Judd's counting down the top 25 Vikings of all time. So we'll unveil 10 through 6 tomorrow. But keep sending us your lists, and if you disagree, definitely hit us up and let us know where you think certain players should be. And, yeah. We'll unveil 5 more tomorrow. Daily Vikings Entertainment here on Purple Daily.